Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Basra, daf Lamed Zayin. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues on the related discussion of the previous daf. There is, we were discussing in the topic of this perek, and specifically regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, that one of the ways of being machzik in the karka, in a field, is if, let's say, it's a state ilon, in the orchard, which is a field of trees, then there's a unique way of being machzikin, as we found in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva said it one way, the Chacham said a different way. Does it have to be 3 years, or could it be three different of the peiris? So in that, parenthetically, the Gemara continues and talks about another halacha that relates to being machzik be'ilonis, and in the karka, taking possession of a tree in regard to land, but talking about a totally unrelated case. And that is, the Gemara is talking about two people that together purchased an orchard from one individual. Now, moreover, the type of land that we're talking about is required for the trees that are there in the orchard, because it was planted like a ste'ilon, like an orchard, where basically the entire land is being used up for the nurturing of the trees. As we'll see shortly, that's what the topic of our sugya is talking about. Now, to one person, the land was sold, and to another person, the actual trees were sold. And each one took possession of what was sold to him. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. Zehechzik b'ilan, this guy who the trees were sold to him, he took possession of the trees. Vezehechzik b'karka, and the one who the land was sold to him, he took possession of the land. So for example, he went and he dug around in the land a little bit. Or let's say the one who took possession of the trees, he went and he pruned the trees or did some other type of work in the ground, because each one will then acquire what's rightfully his, because karka, land, can be acquired with either money, documentation, or with chazaka. Now, that's what the Rashbam points out. We're not talking about over here, which was the previous, the topic of this perek that all the dafma are talking about regarding the chazaka of Gimel Shonim, which that chazaka is not an actual acquisition. It's more of a simon than a seed, but it's more an indicator. That's why it always has to be chazaka shesh martaina, that it's just showing that probably what this is something that you bought. Whereas here, as will be clearly delineated shortly, we're talking about actually two consumers, and the chazaka that we're talking about is that it's the kinyan of chazaka, a way of acquiring something. It lets it with money. Another way is by taking possession, being machzik in it, either by digging or putting up some type of a fence. That's considered a chazaka. So each one went and acquired their part of what they bought in this land. Amar Azvid, so he says, Zekana ilonis. So the guy who the tree was sold to him, and he went and he acquired it by doing chazaka on the tree, let's say by pruning it, he went now acquired the tree for its fruits without any part of the land. So for example, let's say the tree dries up, he's not allowed to go and plant another tree in that place. V'zekana karka, and the other one acquires the land, all of the land. Now, the chiddush in this is that even if the one who bought the trees acquired three trees in that field, which the Mishnah tells us later on the Pe'alaf Menaf and Perek HaMeches Asvina, that generally when someone acquires three trees, he acquires the land beneath it, between them, around them, the type that you can go around carrying in your basket for what you need from the trees. So that's the Chiddush of Zazvid. However, that's only by somebody, that's a single purchaser, who acquires trees from within someone else's field, where then the halach is that he acquires the land. But here, we were talking about two consumers that purchased the entirety of the field together. This guy buys the trees and this guy buys the land. Then the one who bought the land can tell the one who bought the trees, just like for me, I only have the land and no trees. You also only have the trees and you have no land, as the Gemara will shortly explain this, that this is why Rav Zvid holds that the one who, although he's buying three trees, only gets the trees and doesn't get the land. That's Rav Zvid. And that says the Gemara Maskev Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked Rav Zvid, says Im Kain, if that's the case, Rav Zvid, the way you're describing it, that ain loy labali lonis bekarka klom, that the one who binds the trees has no rights in the ground at all. So lemele bal karka labali lonis. So then let the one who bought the land tell the one who bought the trees, as Rashbam explains, meaning when the tree dries up, when it finally dries up, akri lancha shakol vazil, take your tree and go and leave. And what he's essentially saying is, and you're not allowed to plant another one in its place. Because as Rashbam explains, as long as the tree is still producing fruit, then most definitely the owner of the land cannot tell the owner of the tree to go and take his tree and leave. Now, because although that we're explaining that the owner, the one who gets the trees, does not get any of the land, but the tree he is getting, which the tree is as it is, meaning that it's nourishing from the ground, for that purposes he's acquired it for the produce that comes out from the tree which gets from the land, as is obvious later on in the Gemara that on the next daf where Markashish, Beridav, Chizas, and Rav Ashi, Iko Kamarishkas, we'll see that you sell it to me like the garden saffron, and as it's also clear from the Gemara in the Amichas Aswina over there, where we said that if someone acquires two trees in another person's field, so there the halach is that he has not acquired the land. It's only when you buy three trees. Now, but the Gemara says over there that if the trees die, then he doesn't have any of the land. So obviously we see that even though the one who buys two trees doesn't have the land, but you're still not let a, he doesn't have to force him to rip it up until the actual tree dies. It's only when it dies, then he cannot go ahead and replant new trees. So therefore the same thing should apply to Rav Svid, where although here he has more than three trees, but he holds that when there's two purchasers buying together, it's different than one person buying from someone else. So there, where you don't have karka, so then when the trees dried up, so says Rav Papa, so you should tell him to go take your trees and leave. Now Tosfos says, although that is the truth, according to Rav Svid, and that's actually what Rav Svid holds, he does not have the karka, when the tree dries up, and withers, he does have to take the trunk and leave, cannot replant new ones. But that's exactly what Rav Papa is asking. He says it's not logical to say that somebody that purchases three trees in someone else's field, that right when it dries up, he should have to leave, and that he has no more rights anymore in the field. So El Amar Rav Papa, rather Rav Papa disagrees with Rav Svid, and he says, no, Zekan Ilonis V'chatzi Karka, the one who bought the trees, gets the trees and half the land, which Rashbam first says that doesn't mean specifically half the land. It just means the amount of land that's necessary for the trees beneath them and between them and around them, as the halacha normally is when you buy three trees from someone. The same thing applies when two people together buy a field where one guy's getting the land and one guy's getting the trees. The guy, if he has three trees, will get, as you always get, the land beneath and between and around them. Or, actually, Rashbam says, and you could say, no, it means precisely half the land, where it would be talking about a type of land that's required for the trees, meaning like a regular se'ilin, that all of the land really is required for the trees. Now, if it wouldn't be that he would sell the land to someone else, all the land would be utilized by the tree. So, says Rashbam, Rav Papa is saying that even if, let's say, there would be only two trees, which the Gemara tells him, that generally he does not get land, here he would get half the land. And the reason for that is because since there are two purchasers that together are buying this piece of land, so the one who bought the trees could tell the one who bought the land, as we'll see this on Ahmed Bey's, that just like to you, it was sold to you in a magnanimous way, meaning you're going to get this for eternity. So to, for me, it was sold to me also in that way, and therefore I should be allowed to continue my rights in this field, which is even with two trees, because it's compared to your purchase, which is also forever, mine should also be forever, and therefore I will get either like the first interpretation, Rashbam, what's beneath the ground or right between it, so that he could replant it and replant, replant, or even half, because it's exactly half, because he needs all the land for the trees, and therefore that guy will get half, and he'll get half, because it's really all that he's splitting with the other guy, which is half. So he gets the trees and half the land, and the one who got the land gets half the land. That's the machlekes between Rav Papa and Rav Svid. And we're going to revisit this on Amud Bey. So the Gemara first says as follows. It says, Pshita, it's obvious, the following halacha. Machar karka. If someone sells land, he owns a piece of property, a field. He sells the land, and he maintains the ownership of the trees in front of him for himself. So even if, let's say, there's only two trees, still says the Gemara, yesh le karka, he's going to maintain ownership of land that's enough to nourish the trees and for its requirement that it needs. So therefore, even if the trees that he maintains for himself are going to dry up, he's going to be allowed to plant new ones in their place. Because most definitely, when someone sells trees, when someone sells him, he sells his own land and he maintains trees for himself, he's maintaining the land with it too. As the Gemara says explicitly later on in Perek HaMechas, Abayis, Naf, Ayin, Alef, Men, Alef, Rav Huna says, although the Drabbanan, which is a machlekes, is a shortly quote between Rabban and Rabbi Kiva, that when someone purchases two trees in someone else's field, he does not acquire the land, says Rav Huna, but if someone sells his own land and he maintains ownership of his trees in that land, he does get the karka beneath it. Now, moreover, explains the Gemara, Vafil Rabbi Kiva da Amar. And this would be even according to Rabbi Kiva that he says, which this machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan is brought later on, Perek HaMechas Abayis, Daf Samach Talav, Ramad Aleph, it's actually brought in two places. One regarding the halacha of someone that sells his house,
which is mentioned on Samach Aleph and Aleph regarding what's included in the sale and what's not. And so to end of Samach Dalid, which talks about when someone sells his field regarding that he's not selling the pit and the cistern. Although he writes that I'm selling to you everything, the depth and the height, says Rabbi Akiva, Meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, meaning he sells it to him with what's called a good eye, in a generous way. So therefore Rabbi Akiva says that the owner, although he left for himself certain things, because although he sold him everything, there's certain things that weren't sold, but so even if, let's say, he left over certain things for himself, he's going to have to acquire a right of way from the buyer. Meaning he doesn't, although he left for himself, let's say, a pit in the cistern, but how are you going to get there? It's in his property now. You sold him everything else in the property. So Rabbi Akiva says, you're right. You're going to have to purchase a right of way from him, because someone that sells, sells in a generous way. And he didn't leave over anything else in his, that from what he gifted, from what he sold to that person. The Chacham disagree. And they say, no. The owner who left over, let's say, a pit in the cistern, doesn't have to buy a right of way to get this pit in the cistern, because whoever sells, sells in a stingy type of way. He doesn't want to sell more than what he has to. And therefore, whatever he maintained in a generous way for himself. No, so that's regarding selling the house. So too, regarding someone who sells a field, the Mishnah teaches on the Ein Aleph Med Aleph that Reb Kiva holds that whoever sells, sells in a generous way, and he doesn't leave it. That was regarding the case of he doesn't leave a way for him to get to himself to his pit. So he explains the Gemara. So even according to Reb Kiva, who says that when someone sells, he sells it with a generous eye. So seemingly, the halacha would be that if someone's selling the land to someone else and he keep holding on to the trees for himself, it shouldn't be like the way we just said, Pshita, that it's obvious that he would be able to have not just the tree, but also the land around it. Because seemingly Rabbi Akiva says, no, whatever you left for yourself, you left, but everything else you gave to the person. And that says the Gemara, no, Hani Mili Gabi Boi Vadus. That would be only like in regard to the case of someone who sold his field, and he's holding on to the pit in the cistern for himself. That's what Rabbi Akiva said, that although he's holding on to the pit in the cistern, but even the road to get there, through to get into that where it isn't the other person's property now, that he didn't hold on to himself. Why? Because the loy machashub ba'ara. Because the cistern doesn't weaken any other part of the land, meaning because the purchaser who purchased the field from him could plant up until the edge of the pit. And therefore, the consumer's not going to screen him and say, get your pit out of here. What are you doing? You sold me a field. You're holding on to this because it's just the pit. He could plant right up till the edge of the pit. It's not harming the consumer at all. That's why the seller does not entertain to hold on to anything else from the field for himself, because he thinks, okay, it's not going to bother him if I hold on to this. So therefore, he says, I'm going to sell it to him in a generous way. Now, therefore, Bekiva holds that, therefore, when he's going to ultimately want to get to his pit in the cistern, he's going to have to purchase the right-of-way from the one that he sold the field to get to his pit. Aval, but says the Gemara, Ilanes, but regarding the case we're describing here in the Gemara, when he sold him the field, but he held on to certain trees in the field. So there, the halach is to get to him at the mekhashi. There, the roots of the tree that he held on to himself, it weakens ba'ara. It weakens the land around it. Moreover, it actually gets in the way of plowing because you get these roots coming up over there. For sure, the seller entertains himself to Shiyuri Shire, that he should leave over for himself land around the trees. Why? Because although he's a generous type of person, but this he wants to hold on to for himself. The Eloi Shire, because if he's not going to hold on to the land around it, then Lamele, then the consumer is going to want to and protest to him and is going to tell him that when his tree dries up, he's going to say, Akari Lana Vazil, get rid of your tree and just leave it ready because it's ruining the land. When it's still producing, okay, you have the tree, but now the tree dried up, he's going to say, get away because it's ruining my field. So then, therefore, although he's a generous type of guy, he's going to maintain not only the tree, but the land around it, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who generally says, Meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher. Another case the Gemara describes, Macher Ilanis Vishayr Karka Lafanov. Let's say the other way around. Let's say the one who owns an orchard, so he sells the trees, but he maintains the ownership of the land to himself. And that's what he explicitly said. He said, I'm selling you the trees, but the land I'm holding on to myself. And that says the Gemara, that's Plukta, Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. That is the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. Now, moreover, the Gemara is going to explain that this would be both according to Rav Zvid and according to Rav Papa that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. And as Rashbam points out, that this would be specifically talking about if he sold him only two trees. Because if he sold him three trees, everyone would agree that the one who bought the trees would acquire the land with it, as an anonymous Mishnah says in Perkamech HaSasvina Pe'alav Manalav, which the Gemara says goes even according to Rabbi Kiva.
However, the ratio of that Mishnah, which said that regarding if he sells him two trees, he does not have land, that's not according to Rabbi Kiva, as obvious from the Gemara at the end of Amichas Abayis, of Ayin Bezim and Aleph, and there it's explained over there, that sugya. The Gemara explains that the case of here, where he sells him two trees, and the seller holds on to the land, that's Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, where Rabbi Kiva, da'ama moicher, ba'ayin yafa moicher, Rabbi Kiva holds him, and someone sells something, he sells in a generous type of a way. So Islay, so according to Rabbi Kiva, the consumer has not only the two trees, but the space of the trees on the ground, where when they dry up and wither, he can then plant other ones in that same place when they die, because he has not only the actual tree, but the ground of where the tree is on. Rabbanan, Leslie, according to Rabbanan, the consumer does not get the ground, and if the trees die, he's not allowed to plant other ones in their place, as the anonymous Mishnah teaches over there, that if someone buys two trees, he does not acquire the land. Now, the Gemara explains this halacha, that it's a machlokes to be keeping Rabbanan, both according to Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva Islay, according to Rabbi Kiva, as we said, that the one who purchased the two trees will also get the land beneath it, that's Vafila Rav Zvid, even the Kranja Rav Zvid, the Amad that he said in Amad Aleph, that Ein Loi, that when we said when two people together purchase a field, one guy gets the trees and one guy gets the land, said Rav Zvid, the one who purchased the tree does not get the land. So in other words, what the Gemara is coming to say is that Rav Zvid could also say his halacha according to Rabbi Kiva, and you don't have to say that his statement was dependent on the Machlik Stanoim, and like the Chachamim, rather you could say his halacha was even like Rabbi Kiva. How so? Doesn't he say when someone purchases the tree, does not get the land? Says the Gemara, Hanamili, when did Rav Zvid say that he does not get the land? That's Kabashne Lekuches. That's when there's two consumers together, one guy's getting the tree and one guy's getting the land. As we said in Amad Aleph, why? Because the Amalek is the one who bought the land, can tell the one who bought the trees, look, it's just like by me. I'm buying the land. I'm only getting the land, I'm not getting the tree. I'm not getting the bark of the tree, I'm not getting the fruits of the tree, I'm not getting anything in the tree. So nami, leslach bakarka. So you also, you only get the trees and you don't get any part of the land. So therefore, even in the place of the land of where the tree is, when it dries up, you got to rip it out and you got to leave and you have no rights to stay over here. Aval hacha meicher, but here in regards to the case we're describing, is the machlekes to be keeping the Rabbanon, where it's a sale. It's the seller versus the buyer, not a buyer versus a buyer. So ba'ayin yafa meicher, so a seller, as we said, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that he's generous with the sale. Where he's selling him the trees, he also give him the land beneath the trees. There Rabbi Kiva would agree, and that even Rabbi Zvid would be like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Zvid when it's two consumers. Continues the Gemara. L'Rabbanon lesley. This that we said that according to Rabbanan, when you sell two trees, he doesn't get the ground, says the Gemara of Afil Rav Papa. That would be even according to Rav Papa, where we're saying that he could even be not like Rabbi Kiva only, but even like the Chachamim, where the Amar Yeshlo, although he said that when two people together are buying a field, one guy is getting the tree and one guy is getting the land, that the one who buys the trees gets the land, as we described, even if it's only two trees. Similarly, it's not like the Chacham who say when you buy two trees, you don't get the land, says the Gemara. No, because Hanamili, when did Rav Papa say that the one who buys even two trees gets the land? That's Gabishnei Lekuches. That's only by when two people together, it's buyer versus buyer, two people are buying this orchard. Where the Amalai, where the one who bought the trees can tell the one who bought the land, Kehicha del Zidach, Zavin Ba'ayin Yafa, just like for you when you bought the land. Your sale, what was sold to you from the land, was given in a generous way because it was with the intention that you're going to be able to hold on to the land for eternity, which is whatever you have in the land or whatever you'll plant in the land, all the payers, vegetables, whatever you grow over there. So, ledidi nami. So that's the logic that the one who bought the trees tell the one who bought the land. For me also, zavin ba'ayin yafa. For me also, that means to say ultimately that it was an eternal, a generous, magnanimous type of a sale where I should be able to eat the fruits of my tree forever. Where even if the trees die, I should be able to plant other ones in the place. Because as the words the Rashbam uses, is ein adam chayav alayloi. The person doesn't sin. He doesn't do anything that's not fair unless if he's going to have a personal gain. Now, why would he sell it to the one who bought the land forever, and me, who he sold the trees to, wouldn't be forever, would be buying Ayin Ra. If for you is buying Yafa, then it must be for me was also buying Yafa. And that's why our Papa says that the one who bought the trees does not just get only the trees, but he also gets the land for it, even though it's only two trees. Aval Hacha, but over here, in the case of the Chacham, where when he's selling the two trees, the rest of the land is he's holding on for himself. Oh, when it comes to the person's self, meicher ba'ayin ra meicher, one who sells with a stingy eye, where he wants to hold on to himself, then he's not going to give the land beneath it and underneath it if it's only two trees. Where even Rav Papa would agree to that. It's only by two buyers where there it's obvious he's selling to buy enough. Him, it's also going to be buying enough. But for himself, yeah, of course, he'll be stingy where you will be buying rough and for himself he'll be buying enough. So the Gemara continues, related to what was being discussed from the previous stuff. As we said, we went parenthetically talking about being machzik in the Elon, because we're talking about stay Elon. So the Gemara now goes back to the halachas of our perek of being machzik in the karka. So I'm in our day. Ochlon, specifically we spoke about on Daf Lamed Vav Mabez in the previous daf, regarding the halacha of 30 trees, where it was said that if he's machzik in 10 trees this year, 10 trees the second year, 10 trees the third year, if it's at different times that it ripens, as we explained over there, so then for those 30 trees, for the 3 years, that will be considered a chazaka in the stei ha'ilon. So and that says Nardoi, but let's say Achlin, let's say the consumption of the 30 trees was Ritzufin. Now literally Ritzufin means to say continuous, but it means to say that they're one after the other. So for example, what that means to say is that the trees are tightly packed. We always said that generally a tree needs to have 10 trees in the base saw. Let's say it was more continuous, it was tighter together, that there actually were 15 planted in the base saw. So then says Nardoin, that ein loy chazaka. In such a situation, even if he ate all the fruits of the tree for all 3 years, he will not have a chazaka of cheskes gemoshanim in this te'ilon, in this orchard. And the reason for that is because he has not done a chazaka, as we've said many times, ki de mechazki inshi, like people generally make a chazaka. And the reason for that is because such an orchard is not fit to maintain in that way, because ultimately it will be uprooted from its current state and be replanted in a more standard way. The reason for that is because the saplings are going to be dispersed, because that's the way it usually is for trees, that they're planted very tightly together first. Then when they grow, they then spread them out a little bit more. And that's why if he made his chazaka in them when they were still tightly packed together, that's not considered al chazaka, because ultimately it's going to be uprooted, and therefore, since it's not its primary growth, that does not make a chazaka as a person does in his normal usage of the field. Now, a proof of this is because by saplings we generally find that there's going to be 10 in the base, as we said. Now, regarding trees, we said in Chavav Mabez that actually there's 3 for a base. Now, what does that mean? Are there usually 3 or 10? So obviously that originally when they're planted, when they're saplings, when they're small young trees, then they're 10 for a besa. But then they diminish them to have only 3 for a besa, because then they're big and you need to have more space. So you see this concept where you can't have it tightly packed together and they get dispersed. So if it's not in its normal state, when they're very tightly packed together, it's going to be uprooted. That's not a normal orchard to say that you are machzik in an orchard. Now, actually the same thing is with aspasta, which type of herbage that's grown for animal fodder, which generally they're first tightly packed together when they're planted, as is done for leek and for cabbage, and then they uproot them and they spread it out amongst the normal way how the vegetation should grow. Now that's actually what the Rav's question is right now on the Nardines. Maskev LaRav says, Elamiyata, but if that's the case, that you're describing that if something is too tightly packed together and it's going to end up being dispersed, so therefore the consumption of even 3 years of all those payers are not going to be considered chazak, because it's not how people are usually machzik, it's not how the fields normally are. So then, hai mishra das pasta, then how about das pasta rose? But my kanila, how exactly should a person who bought that field be kind in it if that's the normal way how it's done, that it's tightly packed together and it's going to be ultimately dispersed, but if he has it for 3 years, it's not going to be a chazaka because it's too tightly packed together. But you obviously have to be able to have a chazaka on it, but the way you're describing, you'll not be able to have a chazaka. So that contradicts the halacha, the Nardians who hold that if it's too tightly packed, then it's going to end up being dispersed, that it's not a chazaka. So Elamah Rava, rather Rava says, that's not the way, like the Nardoin say. That even if it's tightly packed together, if you ate all the fruits of the tree for 3 years, it will be considered chazak. But says Rav, if you want to say a halacha regarding what you're calling ritzufin, when they're very tightly packed together, says you could say the following halacha. That macharin ritzufin ain loy karka. If someone sells a tightly packed field of trees, then the one who bought the trees does not get the land. So for example, if let's say you had more than 10 trees planted in the base saw,
Here, you're not going to say that if someone purchases three trees, he acquires the land with it, because that's not considered a state elon. It's not an orchard, because it's like when you go to a nursery, where you go and you buy trees. They're not there to be get the ground. They're there to be uprooted. They're going to end up being dispersed in larger areas. So that's what says Rav. If you want to say halacha regarding ritzufin, regarding chazaka, it is a chazaka. But regarding a purchase, if you purchase three trees, and when it's very tightly packed together, then it's not that you're going to get the ground beneath it. Then it's only for you to buy the tree and not to get the land with it. Now, but Amr Zeira, even on this halacha of Rava, he qualifies and he says, actually, kitanoi. Rava's halacha is actually contingent on a machlekes tanaim, as we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim. The Mishnah says, kerem, regarding a vineyard, shunetua al pachis ma'arba amis. It's planted in rows less than four amis, meaning that there's not more than three amis between every row. Now, so the significance of this is, as the Mishnah continues, Reb Shimon Oimi says, ain't a kerem. So it therefore doesn't have the designation of a vineyard. And the halachic relevancy of that is, if let's say someone brings now a seed of, let's say, wheat and barley, and he plants it over there, he's not going to get lashes because of the violation of Leisizr Karma Chakalim, that you're not allowed to plant a prohibited mixture of grape seeds with the grain seeds. Because it's not a vineyard, it's only in a karmacha, and it's not a karam, because a karam needs to have divisions between the rows of at least four amos between the two, and actually then it's going to be permitted to consume those grapes that are planted over there. Now, b'chachamayimrim harezu karam, they disagree, they say, no, it is considered a vineyard. Now, how is it a vineyard? Don't you have to have four amos between each row? They say, yeah, but v'roin esem tsoyim, we view the rows that are between the rows as if ki'ilu einon, as if they're not even there. Now, so therefore, if we view it as if it's not there, ultimately, now that you have six amos between each row, because you have three amos, but you take out the middle row, it's as if it doesn't exist, as if it's not there. Now, so therefore, it is a vineyard, and therefore, it is going to be Isrib Klaim, and so on. Now, therefore, says Reb Zeira, the same thing applies to the halacha that Rav was talking about, regarding if when someone would sell a field of trees, that the trees are very tightly packed together. So Rava was saying, so it's too tightly packed together, it's not considered a state elon, it's not how orchards usually are. The whole halach of three trees that you get the ground, why, what's the difference between three and two is, because three would be already an orchard, two is not an orchard. But says Rava that when they're tightly packed, it's not an orchard anyway, so you're not getting the ground anyway. But according to Rabbanan, that they say we view the middle one that's taking up space doesn't belong over here like by a vineyard. It just doesn't belong, we view it as if it's not here. So when we're talking about an orchard, which is many trees tightly packed together, we view the middle ones as if they're not over there, so it's as if that they're dispersed. So therefore, when someone sells trees that are tightly packed together, according to the Chachamim, we would view it as if it is dispersed, and therefore he would get land. It's only according to Reb Shimon that he would not get land, because he doesn't say it, we view it as if it's not there. So that's what Reb Zeira is saying, that's what we're saying, that Rabbi's halacha is kitanoi, because it's contingent, this machlokes is tanoim, that it's only like Reb Shimon, and not like the Rabban. Reb Shimon who says, we don't take out, so we view it as is, it's not a stay elon. According to Rabban, we say, okay, we view it as if it's not here, then we would view it as a stay elon, and for three trees, you would get the land. And Rashbam just points out that in Amoiches HaSvin, the land of Pebez HaMebez, so that, here we're explaining how small it could be. There it talks about how wide it could be, let's say more than Dalet Amos, which is what it's supposed to have. Up until what point can you have the spaces between the rows to still be considered as a vineyard?